An extraordinary gospel today from St. John. A man born blind, cured by Jesus. Blindness, unable to see, a darkness. Yet the deeper meaning of these type of readings and these realities, at times we have a spiritual blindness or an emotional blindness. What is that about? We hear that call of Jesus often to see the light of Christ. St. Paul talks about it in our second reading today. Well, maybe we need a demonstration. Would you like a demonstration? Usually I ask the children to help. Maybe I should ask the elect or the candidates to help. But I think since this is the day of the young adult conference, I'll ask a young adult to help. Oh, looks like this little guy is volunteering. You're not a young adult yet. Well, I'll give you two choices, Sydney or Gentry. Who's going to help? Oh, I think there's a little elbow there and husband's coming up. Gentry, come. Gentry is our new director of young adult ministries for the diocese, and he organized the conference today, all-day-long conference from young adults from the diocese and all over the state, some other states. Anybody from another state, raise your hand. Mostly Kansas, it looks like. Well, Gentry, have you ever been blind physically? Let's see if you can try. It's got little Velcro on it. At times we listen to the sound of Jesus' voice. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He calls his own sheep by name. We hear in John chapter 10, just the next chapter from this gospel. So, you recognize the sound of my voice, Gentry? Okay, come and follow me. Follow the sound of my voice. Are you following the sound of my voice? Oh, I forgot about that. Follow the sound of my unmicrophoned voice. Are you following? Are you following? Ay, ay, ay. You ran into something. Okay. Well, the Good Shepherd, thank goodness, he guides me in the right path, we heard in the psalm today. So, reach out your arm. Are you left-handed, right-handed? So, hold my elbow. Now, let the Good Shepherd guide you in the right path. How's that? A little better? Now, pay attention. What does my elbow do? Wow, you're pretty good. Do you see that? Okay. Now, take the blindfold out. Those who do not see might see, we have from our gospel today. Is that better?
It's better.
Very good. Thank you, Gentry. How about our spiritual blindness at times? This gives us great agony, and this is what Jesus is for. We hear in today's gospel, St. John tells us as Jesus was passing by, he saw a man who had been born blind. The disciples, instead of asking the master to cure the blind man, asked him, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" The disciples, in spite of having such a close relationship with Jesus, judged the man, looked down on that man, chose not to help him, but rather to analyze him. Even more, they think someone is to blame because of their blind brother. It is sad sometimes that we, even though members of the body of Christ, also see people, even though they are followers of Christ, act sometimes in this same way. We encounter this attitude. Let us do as a blind man did, not to pay attention to those disciples with that attitude, and place ourselves in the hands of Christ as a blind man did. He asked Jesus for help, and Jesus immediately applied the remedy. He spit in the dirt, formed mud with his saliva, applied it to the eyes of the blind man. He said, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." Maybe the blind man thought that was something strange to do. It was so simple. But in spite of everything, the blind man went and washed and immediately recovered his eyesight. What trust in our Savior. And when he opened his eyes, he recognized Jesus as the awaited Messiah. "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him, he said. This man, when he recovered his eyesight, felt a great peace in his heart. We should be like the blind man in today's gospel reading. These days of Lent we are living are perfect days for sincerely seeking God. If we do this, we will recover our spiritual eyesight. Our existence will be more meaningful. Our faith will grow, and we will be able to see God act in our lives. The Lord is always close to those who need him. Jesus said in the gospel today, "I came into this world for judgment so that those who do not see might see." Let us ask the Lord to heal our blindness. Let us have that trust and faith in him alone. Let us follow. Jesus loves us more than we can ask or imagine.